News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. In a major breakthrough, two men allegedly involved in the sensational killing of radical Hindu leader Kamlesh Tiwari have been arrested by Gujarat's anti-terrorism squad from the Rajasthan border. The two have been identified as Ashfaq Sheikh and Moinuddin Pathan, both residents of Surat. According to police, the two men who were absconding after murdering Tiwari in Lucknow in October 18 were nabbed when they were on way to their families as they had run out of cash. This takes the arrests in the case to six. Three others from Surat and one from Nagpur in Maharashtra have already been taken into custody in connection with the murder case. The location of the two accused arrested on Tuesday was traced through technical surveillance as they contacted their family members for money. The duo will be handed over to the Uttar Pradesh police, probing the killing of Tiwari, who headed a little-known outfit, Hindu Samaj Party. While Sheikh, a resident of the Limbayat area in Surat, used to work as a medical representative, Pathan, a resident of Umarwara, was employed as a food delivery boy, the release from authorities said. After committing the crime, the duo went to Nepal and then started their journey back to Gujarat after reaching Shahjahanpur in Uttar Pradesh. Since they ran out of cash, the accused duo contacted their family members and acquaintances for more money. Based on technical and physical surveillance, they were eventually traced, said the release. Tiwari was killed at his home in Naka Hindola area in Lucknow on October 18. He was earlier associated with a faction of the Hindu Mahasabha. And clearing the decks for the opening of the Kartarpur Sahib corridor, India and Pakistan will sign the final agreement on Thursday at the zero point on the border near the Dera Baba Nanak. The choice of the spot to finally sign the agreement means that officials won't have to cross over and also hints that both sides aren't keen on holding a proper ceremony for it. The signing of the pact, after protracted negotiations during which Pakistan refused to drop a $20 fee, will allow Indian pilgrims to take the cross-border corridor to Darbar Sahib Gurdwara in Kartarpur, where Guru Nanak spent the final years of his life. Both countries are expected to hold events on November 9 to mark the opening of their sections of the corridor, but there would not be any joint event, sources have said. The Indian government had on Monday said it would sign an agreement with Pakistan to open the cross-border corridor to Darbar Sahib Gurdwara in Kartarpur before November 12, despite Islamabad not ceding to the request of withdrawing the service fee of $20 on pilgrims. And Boris Johnson's mission to take the UK out of the European Union in 9 days' time was thrown off course as members of Parliament blocked his plan to rush the Brexit deal into law. The House of Commons voted 322 to 308 against Johnson's proposed fast-track timetable for the withdrawal agreement bill, the crucial piece of law to implement the deal he struck in Brussels last week. The defeat followed an initial victory for Johnson in gaining parliamentary support for the general principles of the deal he struck with the EU. After the House of Commons rejected Boris Johnson's proposed accelerated timetable for debating his Brexit legislation, he said he'll put it on hold and step up preparations for a no-deal Brexit on October 31. In the meantime, he will await the EU's verdict on the extension of the Brexit deadline he was forced by Parliament to request. Immediately before Johnson spoke, opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn offered him an olive branch, asking him to work with all of us to agree a reasonable timetable for the legislation, and he suspected MPs would vote for it. And one of India's most decorated captains, Sourav Ganguly, will be taking over as the 39th president of the BCCI today at its annual general meeting, ending a turbulent 33-month reign of the Supreme Court-appointed Committee of Administrators. Ganguly is the unanimous nomination for the post of BCCI president, along with Union Home Minister Amit Shah's son, Jay Shah, as the secretary. Mahim Verma of Uttarakhand is the new vice president. Former BCCI president and current Minister of State for Finance, Anurag Thakur's younger brother, Arun Dhumal, is the treasurer, while Kerala's Jayesh George is the joint secretary. However, Ganguly will have a curtailed tenure of around 9 months, as he would need to demit office by the end of July next year, as per the provisions of the new constitution. Easily one of the most high-profile names to assume office, Ganguly will make use of his experience gained as a secretary and later president of Cricket Association of Bengal. He has set a few goals, primary being restructuring of first-class cricket, as well as getting the administration back in shape, along with getting India's position of reverence back in the corridors of International Cricket Council. With conflict of interest rules being an impediment, Ganguly will also face the challenge of having quality cricketers on board as far as the Cricket Advisory Committee and National Selection Committee are concerned. "It's a great opportunity for me to do something good," the former India captain had said last week. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.